Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Mercury's in retrograde today.
Mercury's in retrograde. Zach is flourishing. He loves when it's retrograde.
Love this remake of Hair.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
When Mercury is in the retrograde, then Zach is feeling himself.
Jess, we don't have. We're recording, Brett.
Yeah.
Great. We don't have license to do that one.
Okay.
But let's do that one kind of, different one.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, Brett.
Everything's different than before.
the distance from the sun, the orbit that they make, they're rewinding in this retro. Everyone was naked.
We were all naked the whole time. Didn't film this one. That's for Off Book Clubhouse XXX.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. This is a fam band episode. What does that mean? That means instead of doing a narrative musical, we jam with the band and they say things like woohoo.
Woohoo.
That woohoo was from Scott Passarella, King of Bassists. Bassist of Kings.
Yeah,
who also
just I'm good at piano.
King of pianists? Proficient.
Bass also.
Bass, he's got one.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Give it up for Brett, how's your voice feel?
My voice?
Sounds like that. I just want to prove you got one.
Oh, yeah.
You got Dana Wick into the boom in the other room.
Here I am.
Do you know the Africa? Phil, Dana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whatever you play
Very
is right.
Confident.
I gotta. Someone has to like play.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah.
So we've just gone. Hurry, boy, she's waiting there for you.
Bump, 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 bump. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Like that.
Great
Something
job.
Like that. There's a 100 man apart could ever do. You can watch Zach and I on an old episode of Punch Up the Jam.
That's I was just gonna say, I love that app.
I just watched it today. I think that's why it's in my head.
Wow.
It just showed up on my feed again for some reason. There's a video of it on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Or Twitter, or whatever, one of the socials. So the band's all here. The guests aren't because our good friend Omi is still
here. Omi!
Omi's still here, as Jessica called him.
Please leave.
Omi, you gotta get out, bud.
I want you to leave.
We all want you to leave. People are saying you're mild, but I think you're not.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean,
it doesn't matter. We just want you to leave.
We just want you to leave. I appreciate that you are milder, but you're still here, and I'd like you to leave.
You're still here. You gotta go.
You gotta go. Why couldn't you pair mild with also doesn't like to infect others?
Speaking of mild, we need to do, this is a segment I made up just now called Salsa Watch. Ooh, wow. Not the vibe.
That was great. Yeah. That was like a news
that was
bulletin.
This week on Salsa Watch, we're talking talking salsas, the heat that they're at, and how we feel about that.
Okay. Huh. A tomatillo, a green salsa,
yeah,
with some garlic.
Traditionally, a medium to mild heat.
I'm saying this salsa on this salsa watch is three fires.
That's three fires on salsa watch. Now, I wasn't even necessarily suggesting that everyone pretend to eat salsa and then say how spicy. Listen, there's no wrong moves, right? This we're making this up as we go along. And I love.
I mean, I recently had a green salsa. I had a green salsa last night.
Okay.
Home state.
This is what I'm talking about.
The home state green is spicier than you think it is.
Yes.
A lot of places you think the green is going to be the mild option.
Yes. The green, yeah. The green from home state is a strong medium.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's medium plus.
I wouldn't call it.
It's not hot.
Hot.
No.
But it's. Yeah.
But we, and not to brag, but we, as residents of the state of California. And I guess there are some other states that have this as well, but compared to, say, the Northeast.
Sure.
Have a different palate for what is spicy and what is not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not to brag.
Not to brag, but unless you're from frickin' Buffalo, you're not even touching spice
don't
over
even,
there.
Don't even listen.
Listen.
If you told me you were like, I got to show you the spiciest sauce in Maine, I'd be like, okay.
Oh.
I will drink that.
Can we hear about the spiciest sauce in Maine?
Have y'all tried the spiciest sauce in Maine?
Wait, you want to hear about it in song?
Yeah.
That's what this
podcast
show is.
Do you think we're doing, Scott? They want to hear about an iambic pentameter. Yes, song.
I grew up on the coast at the tippy tippy top of this great country that we got.
America.
I grew up by the water, just like my father's daughter. I long for the
happens on this fan band show. We just again did the best song we've ever done.
As we are wont to do when we're fucking around, it's the best thing we've ever done.
If you're from Maine, hit us up.
I think
hit us up. Tell us more cities.
My gut instinct that I'm like, there have been so many beautiful songs, but like the one about like pepper mayonnaise, I'm like, oh, that yes. I am.
Listen,
now.
Off Book is, if anything, a whole podcast based on the recency bias. If you've heard us for the first time, and our fans will attest to this, the first episode you listen to, that's the best episode we've ever done.
Yeah.
And that's an opinion that you will take to the grave.
Yeah. Our OG Sleepy Babies are like, it's Shrugging Destiny is the single greatest episode. Yeah.
Despite the fact that Paul has been on many episodes that he will tell you he likes way more. That's the best one. And listen, that's okay. I'm not here to tell you what your favorite color is.
I'm not here to do that. What is your favorite color? Everyone say it at the same
one,
time.
One, two, three.
Orange.
Holy crap.
Great spread.
I said green.
I said red.
I said green.
I said orange.
I said blue.
Okay. So
I don't even know if that's true.
That's definitely true.
Dana may have lied, I guess, for no reason.
I said no.
I go through waves where I was like in a real like blue green phase for a very long time.
Sure.
And then I feel like this year, like into the fall, has been very
like yellows and oranges.
Yeah,
this
I like yellow for
that's
you.
That's imposed on us way too young as kids. You're asked in like kindergarten, it's "What's true. Your favorite
Did
color?"
Did you never have?
And you're not allowed to change. Hold up, all the kids will call you out.
None of you have changed it since.
Yeah,
you
I've
kids.
Changed it tons.
I
oh,
change
yeah.
it all the time.
Honestly, okay. I just go back and forth from blue and green. But like, no, I don't know. I don't have a favorite.
I mostly like the color red because of a children's book that I loved as a kid called Red Is Best. And it really
that's intense.
And that's the power of books.
It
y'all.
Really spoke to me. It was also I couldn't read yet, but I could memorize. And so I remember one time we were having like a family party and I was sitting with close personal family friend, Rayanne Watkins. Shout out Rayanne Watkins.
Rayanne
Watkins. Re-nodding knowingly, did you know Ryan?
It seems
he's the grade
familiar.
Above you.
New yeah. listeners, it's important to know that Jessica and Scott went to the same school at different times.
Yes.
Continue.
I sat with her. I was probably 4, and I pretended like I was reading it because I had it memorized. And she was like, I think I might have even been slightly younger. Mm. So she was like, oh, and she's a teacher. And she was like, oh, my goodness, Dana, my mom. Not Dana the drummer.
I am Jess's mom.
Big
Holy
reveal.
Shit.
She was like, Dana, Jessica can already read? And my mom was like, no, she's just a little trickster.
No, she's a liar with a good memory. A skill she will need for the coming years.
That's right.
Red was my color too as a kid.
Yeah, I went from red and then I switched. As in fifth grade, as was required, if you were in fifth grade in 1997, your favorite color was teal.
Ooh.
Or turquoise. Hmm. I feel like
my wife's in fifth grade in 1997 now, which is illegal and weird, but you know, we make it work. Teal's her favorite color.
Yeah. I feel like there was like a time where every girl I knew was like, my favorite color is teal. My favorite animal is a dolphin. And that's
yes.
my identity.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
They would have loved Venice Beach Boardwalk, all that art there.
Only know a couple things about myself. Still learning and growing. Forming a personality. My style is really showing. But if I really had to boil it down to what I think is real. A dolphin and my favorite color's teal.
That's who I am.
And it's who I'll be forever. That's who I am. That's who I am. And it's who I'm changing never.
Okay, this is wild. I guess you and I are so unalike.
We're different.
Because you said one thing, but I thought for me that's not right. Because my favorite color is turquoise.
Okay.
And for this one, of course, my favorite animal in the whole world is a horse.
That's who I am.
That's who I am.
And it's who you'll be. That's unique, and it makes me go higher. My favorite color is red, and my favorite animal is a tiger.
Dude, that's crazy, I don't know about you. My favorite color is not red, it's blue.
What?
A tiger, oh, bro, you should be trying. The best animal is a lion.
That's who I am. Says, kids, remember, there is no reason for colors or animals to be gendered. You can like whatever color you want. All the animals are on the table. For example, my favorite color is fuchsia, and my favorite animal is a snail. That's who I am, and it's who I'll be forever.
Forever.
That's who I am.
A bird?
A bird flies by at the end of the music video.
And then a bird flies by.
I was in a VO session the other day.
You dropped this.
Yeah, sorry. Me? Sometimes I record my voice. Other places. And it said on the sheet, perfect bird of prey scream.
Oh my gosh.
Now, this was meant to be labeled
perfect
as a sound effect, right?
Right.
They're not going to use what I did, but it was mentioned. Like, so I was there going like, trying to do like a crazy screamy thing. And in my younger years, I guess, I had like a higher register of doing that. Of like, I can't even do like a raptor scream.
Is this good?
Is this good audio? This good? I need to apologize. Either Brett has cut this out or we just all scream in your ear for a while. And let's be honest, Brett didn't cut it out.
No.
Hell no.
Hell no. I'm not cutting those raptors.
We don't make, in this podcast, don't make edits.
I listen to music that's just all that. Yeah,
but you're twisted.
That is.
But the thing about Brett is he's freaking
Brett's
twisted.
Brett's freaking twisted.
His style? Absolutely make fun, or not make, well, I do make fun of Brett's music, but then like me doing an impression of Brett's music is just literally like, that's it. That's all I do.
Brett really lit up with glee at that.
Do you like that?
Just in anticipation of what she was going to do.
I'll go down to the street. I'll go down to the street. And I'll
yeah, you know how metal singers are always talking about how they're going down to the street?
Now I'm at the street. Now I'm at the street. Yeah. And I have to cry.
Okay, listen. I need all of you to save this for right now. This is our metal single called Going Down to the Street.
The city didn't respond.
Details
take this break to go check out your street and really learn the details.
Learn those details.
We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
We know that we,
Oh, gosh, that is so pretty.
We screamed at you a couple times on this podcast.
So now we're not gonna, for this one.
We want you to all to listen. It's been a year already, and it's January. So let's all just take a deep breath. And I want to tell you a little something about something that Jess and I find very relaxing.
Great.
We may have already done a song about the thing I was about to do a song about. That's okay. This is a new thing.
Yeah.
That we find very relaxing.
I'm excited to hear what it is.
Honestly, me too. You're sitting in your room. You think, goddamn, it would be so much easier to sleep right now if I had a tiny fan. Just not quite a white noise machine, not quite the AC, just a tiny little personal fan pointed right at me.
It's like the little breeze it gives you is just enough. You might not always feel it. It's such a delicate touch. It's not really there to cool you. It's mainly made to soothe. Why can't I have a tinier fan? I wish that I could too.
Tiny fan that I don't have to share. Do I dare? Excuse me, sir, do you by any chance sell a tiny fan?
How tiny are we talking?
Like a personal pan pizza size.
I think we have those on aisle 5.
And the look in his eyes, I believed him. He took me to the aisle, and I began to smile, even though the fan he showed me was wrong. Oh,
sorry, I guess these are the kind that are attached to a tiny spray bottle.
But there was a perfect one below it, right on. Yeah.
the fan home. I saw the love of my life, who walked in to try to borrow my tiny fan. But my wife, she said,
I just wanted to use it for a second.
And I said, no. If you build your own tiny fan, here's the place that you should go. This is a tiny fan that I don't have to share. Away from there, we made up the next day, and I grew as a man. But I'll always remember my tiny fan. There's a sound that makes.
Another banger.
Exactly. Yes,
that's
yeah.
That's what
yeah.
we were all thinking.
Yes,
right?
We were all thinking, yeah.
Were you thinking we were going to do a song about getting high? I think we have done that
we
one.
We did that fairly recently, yeah. Uh-oh.
The police are here. We have to remind them that weed is legal in California. Okay, they're leaving. They remember now?
They remember. Wait, that made me think of something else.
A big fan.
Oh.
A medium fan. If you're thinking of things that song would have reminded you of.
I give that fan three fires.
Ooh, a three fire fan.
Salsa watch.
Is that on that patch anymore? Sorry.
Quite all right. Quite all right. Wait.
Okay, we're waiting. What's up?
Dang it, I don't remember.
You'll get it.
Shoot.
We can stall. That's okay. You need to go to your mind palace for a second?
Okay, red is best. I like it when my mom said the red cup was dirty, but I said juice tastes better out of the red cup.
Excuse me?
Oh, I was just going back to my mind palace about the book Red is Best.
The hero of the book wants to drink out of the dirty cup.
Because everything in her life is better when it's red.
Sure.
Like, she's like, I wanted to wear my red galoshes, right. But my mom said I got too big for them. And I said, but mom, I can't splash in the red galoshes are the splashiest.
Okay.
And it's like, you can wear these mittens. I got you these new blue ones. And she's like, no, I like red is best. And she's like, but your red mittens have a hole in them. She's like, they don't have a hole. They're my best mittens for making a snowball.
Right.
Everything is better when it's red.
What is the moral of this sort of book? Does the child ever come around to things of different colors? Or is this a book about red supremacy?
Yeah, it's all about red states.
Red is best. The best policies.
Yeah, I think that's what it ends on. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think she comes around to understanding that she can try new things.
Even if she doesn't, guys, she's a child.
She's a child.
She's like, fine.
And I think it's more of a whimsy book than a moralizing book, you know?
Have I talked to you about Professor Wormbug and the quest for the Zipperumpa Zoo?
No.
That's a whimsy book for you. It was one of my favorite books as a kid. It's about a professor whose name is Professor Wormbug, and he collects beasties A through Z. And he has all of them A through Y. He doesn't have the Zipperumpa Zoo. Mm. And it's a picture book where you see him like travel the world and try to catch the Zipperumpa Zoo.
That's great.
Guys, here's the thing. The Zipperumpa Zoos are on every page of that book.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But they're hidden.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
That one really makes me laugh. That really makes me laugh.
I loved books like that.
It's a great book.
Find a thing.
Also, yeah. Like thinking to my like even current love of fantasy aesthetics and stuff like that, the monsters that they create, because there's, you know, 26 of them mm-hmm. in that book, are like so cool. It's very sort of Maurice Sendak adjacent.
Wait, why 26?
Oh, sorry. How many letters are there in the alphabet?
I'm kidding.
Are there 26 letters in the alphabet?
Yes.
Thank God.
You were right.
You're right.
But like in the moment that I was questioned, yeah. my
You really
my certainty apart. With how many letters there were in the alphabet went from 100 to 20.
Yeah, that crumbled quickly. Yeah, that was surprising.
Listen, let's say this. My brain is nothing if not open to being wrong.
That's great. That's honestly a great quality. We should all be so flexible. Fan band, any other favorite childhood books?
Okay, this is actually like, well, this is like, I'm A to seeing a little bit, but
Dana, please don't take this opportunity to talk about Atlas Shrugged again.
So Reading Rainbow.
Yes.
My favorite, my like sole favorite episode of Reading Rainbow was about UFOs. And it was like it was very formative.
Dana,
and it was
on very scary. Absolutely.
It was good. It was very good. I actually told LeVar that in the office.
I'm sorry, you dropped something.
I told my best friend LeVar when he was, I was like, excuse me, sir. My favorite episode of Reading Rainbow was
in my
the
elementary
UFO
school
one.
Library. There was like a small corner where my older brother, when we were at the same school, mm-hmm. he taught me when I was in kindergarten because he was into all that stuff. And he's like, this corner is where you find all the like cool. There's like UFO books and there's monster books.
Okay.
And there was Greek, like ancient Greek tales. And
so
like
the library
Hydra
was Dewey Decimal or alphabetical or something, except there was the corner.
There's like a creep corner.
This is the
yeah,
awesome.
It's like
a
if
creepy
you were,
corner.
Yeah.
Creep like corner, cool corner. Big bros have to tell you about.
Yeah. Yeah. And I ran into the library with my fly wide open. He always tells me that. Like my first day of kindergarten, I was so excited to be there.
Aww.
And there was like this part of the day where like all the classes come together. It's like the first day of school and you're supposed to get some orientation.
Right.
And I was like coming running down the hall and he was in fifth grade. And he
was like, your fly's open,
my fly was like a full circle,
how
like
much,
wide open.
How much older is your brother than you?
Six
Five
years.
Years. 5 years.
Whoa.
Well, you two need to get your story straight.
Well, I was just trying to do the math.
So is Jessica right or is Brett right?
I assume Brett.
Well, I don't know.
Now I'm down to 20%.
I mean, even grown men be running in, and women be running into buildings with their flies open.
Yeah.
That's a tricky one. Because if the genes are constructed just right, or not genes, other things have flies, but like sometimes you can't even tell.
Trick is don't wear jeans anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
stop wearing jeans.
How's Levi's stock doing right now in the year 2021? Fine.
I don't know. Are they a publicly traded company?
If they're not, they should be. I want to buy stock in Levi's.
The opposite is I wonder how like sweatpants stock
through
is.
Through the roof, baby.
So good.
Mac
yeah.
Weldon, former sponsor of this podcast.
Oh, no. Man, I love my Mac Weldon sweats.
Yeah, me too. I wear them.
So
I,
comfy.
I live in them.
Scott, stop trying to play a song before you tell us your favorite book.
Yeah.
It's Caps for Sale.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know Caps for Sale.
Love that book.
There's like caps stacked on other caps in that book.
Yeah.
Caps on caps on caps on caps on caps. Stacks on, stacks on caps on. Caps on, caps on, my head's on. I got stacks on caps on my head, son. I got stacks of caps, yeah, I'm doing
one. Is it a hat on a hat for me to put a cap on a cap? And we can just leave it at that. This is a caps on, hats on, hats on wrap.
If I got a cap on my hat, is that a hat on a hat? But if a hat is more of a cap, did I just get around that?
Welcome to my day. I got a sombrero on top of a fedora on top of a beret. I got my hats on a trip around the world. Hats for every boy and girl.
I got a flat bill over a dad cap. I got a dad cap so I know how to nap. It's not a hat, it's a little bit of beanie. And this has also got a popple on the mean, so
won't you let me in? I gotta know, do you fold that brim? Or do you let it be so straight? However you wear your cap is great. Cover my head, keeps me from rain when the tears get shed from the sky. And I'm incredibly dry, not a drop on my head, on my face, or in my eyes.
Oh yeah, you can spy me, I'm wearing a hat like
like I'm on safari. Yeah, that's right, I work with this. I'm wearing that helmet that is a pith.
Find me and all the kids. We're in the mall, specifically Lids. Every day we go into Lids. Lids is the place that we live.
Yeah.
In Lids.
Rocking this hat like I'm a cool ass teen. Every single hat, it reps my team. Repping my team, all of my teams. Look at these teams, they're over the seam. I got the Dodgers, the Giants, the Lakers too. I'm going between sports, that's what I do. Got football, basketball, soccer, yes. Gonna wear another hat of my team, I guess.
Are you worried that the hat might fall off? Oh no, don't worry, it is secure to my head from Velcro. And in the back, sometimes the back snaps. These are the backs of the snacks on my caps on caps. Caps on caps.
We got a cap on a hat and a hat on a cap. It's like a hat on a hat.
Let me hear you if you're wearing a hat.
I got a hat. Hey, you know I'm wearing a hat today. Bill, forward and back, you know I'm wearing that hat.
Caps on caps on caps. You know we got hats on hats on hats. Willing to spend racks on racks on racks to acquire more caps and hats.
Stacks on stacks to make all of these hats
on hats on hats.
Mmm, caps.
This is a hat music brought to you by Lids.
Next to the Cinnabon, so every hat smells like cinnamon.
Unfortunate to twice in the podcast do the best song we've ever done.
Shoot. The burden of this.
So hard, man. They said pushing this boulder up this hill was going to be hard, but we did it on the first try and then it never came back down.
Sorry, Sisyphus.
Wild. Sorry, sis.
Shit.
Who do you think is close enough to Sisyphus to call them sis?
Everybody.
Yeah. That's probably right.
Everybody and nobody, because I think they're doing that task alone.
Yeah, that's true. Scott, that's why you never keep your favorite things as a secret from us, because they turn into good songs.
That's right.
I need everyone on this podcast to stop being so withholding with their secret.
I will never tell you my favorite number.
Whoa.
Five, I feel bad.
Oh, wait, everyone say your favorite number. One, two, three, seven.
Or two, but seven.
Four and seven are my favorite.
I said seven.
They're
also
both good.
It's five.
Actually, I used to like six. I don't know why.
Brett.
You 21.
Fucking freak. No, sorry. Dana, what did you say?
I said I used to like six.
Okay. Okay, Dana. Okay with the six. All right. That's wild.
My name's Dana. I like a third of the number of the beast.
Hell yeah.
When I see that tattooed, I'm going to be like, hell yeah. Six is a wild favorite number.
Why did we decide that the six and the nine are people? Because we're not little sticks with balls for heads.
Wait, what? I'm gonna. Oh, I see. Okay,
right?
Got
like
it.
Like that's six, supposed like, to be not to like dig in the gutter for a second.
Got it.
But like six and nine is the sex number, right? And because of the orientation of those numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is making me feel like maybe you've not experienced this, where when you do that, your feet lock together in a perfect curve.
And you do turn into. You're right. If I'd really done it. Listen, the people that have actually 69 knows that their head turns into a big balloon, and the rest of them turns.
Ankles locked together, putting their legs into a big swoopy swoop.
Yeah, it's not a yin yang.
Yeah, I mean the position of their legs is more swooped than physically possible.
That's true. It swoops the wrong way for legs. It swoops like cricket legs.
But here, let me say this.
Okay.
When I actually write those numbers, mm-hmm. They aren't swooped. It's a stick.
Oh, I swoop.
When
I write the numbers six and nine. Six specifically, I guess, not nine.
Yeah, nine I don't.
No, nine.
Nine I don't. Six I swoop.
Yeah, you got to swoop with a six. That's right.
Honestly, guys, when was the last time? Because
then it would be a B.
Nine?
It would be a B.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't swoop the back of a nine.
I don't swoop the back
of a
nine.
I swoop a six.
Yeah, I do swoop mm-hmm. a six. But my nine is a straight line.
Yeah.
Straight line on the nine, swoop on the six.
This is messed up that we're just discovering this right now.
Yeah, what are they doing with typeface? It doesn't reflect how we write those numbers at all. Hey, fonts, quit swooping that nine and making it hard for us to tell them apart.
Yeah, I got
it.
What do you do with a Y? Do you swoop
capital
it?
Or non-capital?
Non-capital.
Non-capital Ys for me are pretty curvy.
Mine's pretty swooped, yeah.
I think mine's
straight.
Is yours straight?
straight.
Well, you can do a diagonal. You can do.
Yeah.
Well,
sometimes they're not, though.
Swoop. You can do.
Shoot. I think I'm. I have a very subtle swoop on my Y. My Y has a very subtle swoop.
I think my Y is toxically straight.
Yeah, take a magnifying glass.
I've had to start writing in all caps because I can't read my own handwriting. Dana, so this is wild.
Every
wild
handwritten note from Dana looks like she's screaming. Did you get milk?
It's also exactly how I talk in real life.
Wait. Okay. Oh, also I was thinking...
sorry, you don't have to keep waiting for me.
I'm sorry, calling it out does not make it easy.
No, it's fine. I think that it was a big moment in my life when I stopped putting a little hat on my J.
A hat?
Mm. Yeah, you know, you can write a capital J with a hat or no hat. What?
Yeah, like the top of a T.
Like a T, yeah. But okay, correct. Okay.
You know, a hat.
A hat.
Oh, okay.
A little hat on your J.
I get it.
Hammerhead shark kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I still write my exclamation marks with a triangle and a circle.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
That's really cool. Committed to that.
Like an like an MS Paint, you could fill them in with the paint bucket tool.
Mm-hmm.
They got space in the middle.
That feels good.
Have we dragged Clippy on this ever before?
No, but let's get that smug son of a bitch up on a cross right now.
That was one of my favorite joke Facebook groups was like, remember Clippy, he sucked. And I was like, maybe the internet will be fun.
Listen, some of you don't know this because Facebook is so bad now, but in the early days of Facebook, Facebook was fun.
It had funny jokes that you were just in groups to be like, I appreciate this joke.
And no one on it was over the age of, 20, of college 22. For a while.
Yeah, you had to have an EDU.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then our parents got onto it, and now we're the parents.
And it sucked.
And we suck. We made it suck. We did it to ourselves.
Oh my gosh, we have so many opportunities for songs here, but like, what will it be? You know, like, what will it actually be? And actually, it's going to be the last one. So, like, wow,
pressure.
Wow, does anyone have a vote? Like, you know, this is.
Well, we all have a vote.
This is for everybody. Do you want it to be about how parents make things suck?
No.
Clippy sucked.
Maybe.
Losing the hat on your J.
We just did a hat song.
You're right. That would be a true hat on a hat.
Very good.
Thank you.
I have a Facebook group idea, which is
great.
My friend joined a group called SOS, which is Stocking Our Shelves. And she's only on it because it's like really funny and it's about like preppers and stuff. And all they do is they like can and jar a bunch of stuff. And then they'll have like thousands of days worth of food, like dried beef and stuff. And it's very weird. And that's my group idea.
You want to do the song Cannon and Jarring?
A terrible song. Hang on, hold up.
Not a terrible song, an interesting patch.
That patch was slightly hard to hear.
Felt like there was a small bug in my ear. This is great though, Scott. Great job.
Oh yeah, I take care of myself. I got such stacked little shelves. I build them up in my bunker, yes. I got everything you can get. So the dry beans is my dried beef. La da 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 da, it's fun to prep. I'm feeling happy, oh, except it's 'cause the end times are coming.
It's 'cause the end times are coming.
But I sing a little ditty.
That a man could ever need. I got dried meat that I made myself. Shelf after shelf after shelf after shelf. I've been canning and jarring. I've been jarring and canning. I made my own wine. It's got incredible tannins. Everybody loves it, all the boys and all the girls. Only tampered by the fact it's almost the end of the world. 'Cause the end times are coming.
I'll be the first to lock down and hide from the zombies or whatever the hell comes around.
It's cause the end times are coming.
It's cause the end times are coming. We're all gonna go immediately blind the moment it implodes the sun in.
Of this episode are a coming to
right now. Thank you so much for joining us. Give it up for Scott Passarella, king of pianists. Also, there's a bass.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. Give it up for Dana Wickens on the stickens, the boom in the other room. Give it up for yourselves for joining us.
Thank you so much for listening. As we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you're planning on guitarin',
you better be cannon and jarring.
Alley-oop dunk, baby! Woo!